Hello, this is Aaron.
Yep.
Hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, okay? I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. I'll answer your question throughout 2 minutes, and I got to run inside, so you got 2 minutes.
Oh, I do understand. Would you like me to maybe give you a call back once you have a little bit more time?
This is fine. I can give you 2 minutes. About 4 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certain. Certain to vote.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, sir, what is your age?
40.
Thank you very much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you very much. Now, I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
9.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, I want you to please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you very much. Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
Okay. Will you say that you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Joe Biden as president?
Disapprove. Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. Sherrod Brown as senator?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or aren't familiar with them, just tell me that, no problem. So, first, energy.
Disapprove.
Okay, so you'll say that you have a somewhat unfavorable opinion or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Neutral.
Favorable? Okay. Thank you.
Neutral if possible. Yeah.
Derek Marine?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Disapprove. Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Thank you very much. Donald Trump?
Disapprove.
Okay, will you say that you have a very unfavorable
somewhat.
Or somewhat? Okay, thank you very much. Joe Biden?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you very much. And Marcy Kaptur?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Independent.
Okay, that would be Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yep.
So, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. I would vote for that. No. Neither.
Thank you, sir. Now, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Probably Sherrod Brown.
Okay. So you lean towards Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Noreen or Democrat Marcy Kupcher?
The Republican.
Derek Noreen. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for a Democrat Marcy Kupcher, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for a Democrat Marcy Kupcher?
Probably no chance.
Thank you very much. Now I'm just going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. So Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupcher, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, so if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
Neutral. Doesn't really change my opinion.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. So I'm just going to read a few statements, and we're almost done with the survey, okay? Thank you very much for your time. So now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Noreen. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. So, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfers. But Derek Noreen voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to do the job to get workers' compensations, Noreen even voted no on that. So does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
Much less likely.
Thank you. So second statement. Derek Noreen has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Noreen supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Noreen even wrote a legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. So again, does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
Much less likely.
Just a few more statements and we're done, okay? So in the
I'm sorry, but I gotta go. So thank you.
Oh, okay.
Have a good night.
Yep. Thank you again for taking the call. Bye now.
You're welcome. Bye. Mm-hmm.